So this episode is to wrap the year 2022. It was partially sad and partially the best part of my life. Hey there, Zesties. You're listening to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. Welcome to the last episode of the year. Yay! It's crazy how we actually arrived up to this point. 2022 has been one of the craziest, if not the craziest year I ever had. And not the good kind of crazy, unfortunately, although there have been moments that was a good kind of crazy. But as you might have all noticed on some of my episodes, I did share my personal experiences on how this year has been quite crazy for me. But before we dive right in, please follow, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. It will definitely help the show a lot. Share it to your friends and family, the more the merrier. And follow me on my socials, that's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you have episode recommendations or feedback, please reach out to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. Now with that out of the way, again, Zesties, welcome to the last episode of the year, and I'd like to thank you so much for supporting this podcast over the course of the year, and especially for those OG Zesties out there. Thank you so much for your support all this time. And so this episode is actually just to wrap the year 2022. And again, it's a very crazy year for me personally and for the podcast. And one of the things why I'd say it's a crazy year for the show is that we've hit more than 10,000 downloads on one episode alone. And that's quite a feat for me. So this podcast is not that big of a podcast. And nonetheless, I'm still quite proud of what I have built. Despite this small community that we have, I'm very grateful that you have stuck around and are still listening to this show ever since we started in 2020, I believe. Now I've lost count, actually. If I would have stopped producing episodes, I wouldn't have made it to the 10K in one episode. And so far, we are at around 15K downloads. So I'm very, very, very happy about that and thankful for all your support. And that just goes to show, Zesties, that if we just continue doing what we do, honing our skills and not let numbers bog us down and not let the numbers get into our head as well, then eventually we will get there. So that's one of a big takeaway for me this year, because, you know, I wasn't really expecting much of the podcast, and I wasn't really also trying to make this a bigger podcast anyway, but I just did baby steps, and eventually I was able to make it to almost 15K now. And then if I would have stopped along the way, then I wouldn't have reached this milestone. So, yep, that's one big achievement for us this year. And for those who don't know, for those who haven't been here with us since day one, we were actually Vanilla Zest Podcast back in the day when I started podcasts. And then if you look at on the first season, I did share why I called it Vanilla Zest and why I changed it to Gleeful Talk Show. And just to give you a summary of that, I wanted Vanilla Zest because I wanted the podcast in my head at that time to be more of like something ordinary, but still zesty, if you know what I mean. So it's like vanilla, which is, you know, like the ordinary, and then zesty or zest, which is excitement, still exciting despite being ordinary and mundane. So that's what I wanted to name the podcast. And of course, especially with the artwork at that time, I did reach out to one of my artist friends to make me a logo of the Vanilla Zest that's not too overpowering, not too grabbing too much attention. And it was really beautiful and it did fit what I wanted to do back then. And then once I got the hang of it in doing the podcast, I realized that I need to change direction and I wanted to to be more bold and to have my own voice. So that's why eventually I did change from Vanilla Zest to Gleeful Talk Show, because of having part of my name out there as my own talk show. Then it propels me to share my own voice, to be bold, to not be afraid of sharing my opinions as long as I am respectful. And of course, there has been a change in the tone of voice when I did that transition as well, from interviewing experts to a solo podcast and the occasional returning guest. So at that time in Vanilla Zest, I wanted to have experts on self-improvement and etc., which I was really grateful for the experts who did reach out to the show. But then eventually I realized that that's not the direction I wanted to take in the future. So I did have a change in tone of voice and format in the podcast, which I was really happy about how it turned out actually. And initially, it was also like a hobby to be able to help me with my work as well, to be more confident in talking and presenting, talking to other people, to strangers, and etc. So that's how I wanted to position Vanilla Zest, wherein I also get something out of it. And now with Gleeful Talk Show, I have moved past that, and maybe I guess this is in a different level or different perspective now, where I would be sharing more rather than taking, if you get what I mean. But I still also wanted to have that takeaway of being more confident in presenting, talking, and etc. But that has taken a backseat, and more of now sharing my opinions, my thoughts, and being brave and sharing my thoughts to you guys. And I think I did achieve that more or less, and I still wanted to do the same direction as what I have been. I think this actually started in season 4 of my podcast. That's why if you guys listen to the first 3 seasons, you will really see or hear the transition in how the podcast has evolved. And again, thank you so much for sticking around, sharing to your friends and family, posting on Instagram and etc. So thank you so much, Zesties. And now I wanted to look back on my top 3 favorite episodes of the year. So I think when I started the year, we were at season 3, episode 9. So that was on the 26th of January, which was an episode about the Midnight Library and some thoughts to ponder. It was actually a book review. And then the next episode came out only on the 26th of April. So there has been quite a lag down the line. And of course, for those who knew, that was a time that my mom actually died of cancer. That was on April, the month of April. And eventually, that's why I took a break for some time and then only came out of the woodwork on the 26th of April. So my favorite episodes of the year, this is just going to be a top 3. And I'd start with my 3rd pick, which is season 4, episode 6, Meet My Bullies. So the reason why this was my favorite episode was that I get to be vulnerable and share a very disturbing experience back in the day, and was able to come out of that experience a different person. And with that experience that I've shared, I was hoping that it touched some people, I guess, and make them realize that if you were a victim of bullying, it doesn't actually define you, your future. And actually, if you just look at that point, you may have been very depressed, but if you just really try to stick around and be strong, and eventually you will come out to be a very, very different person, a stronger person, a much more well-rounded person after that experience. And it was a fun thing to look back as well, because that point in my life, high school, it was partially sad and partially the best part of my life. So it was a mix. And sharing that for the first time in public is quite liberating. And I really did hope that it did touch some of you, Zesties, and help you learn from my experience as well. The top two favorite episode of the year for me was Season 4, Episode 2, The Rise and Fall of Theranos. So this was the episode about Elizabeth Holmes. So if you haven't heard about her, then you can listen to that episode or watch the Disney Plus show about a reinterpretation of the story of Theranos. And for those Zesties also who haven't heard the recent news, Elizabeth Holmes has been convicted. And I didn't actually able to do a podcast about that one or an update about that one. But now, just to give you an update, so she is actually now sentenced to more than 11 years for defrauding investors. So I'm quite glad that she has a conviction, because at that time when I was doing the episode, there was still no result. And from what I read in the opinions and in the news, and then she was also carrying a child at that time, which is a bit, to me, quite irresponsible, or maybe that was a tactic so that she will, you know, have lesser sentence. But I'm glad that justice prevailed and that she's sentenced to more than 11 years. So that was a good result, I guess. And so then my top one episode of the year, it has to be Season 3, Episode 15, The Breaking Down the Verdict of Depp versus Heard. So for those who haven't listened to the episode, I would urge you to listen. That was one of the episodes that I had really fun creating and researching, and I was so obsessed with the Depp v. Heard trial that, to be honest, it actually helped me with my grief, because during that time, it was a time that my mom died and I didn't have anything else to distract me with, or I know people grieve differently, right? So at that time, how I dealt with my grief is more of maybe I'd say distracting myself and putting all of my energy into a different thing other than what was happening in my life right now. And let's say I'm actually an escapist, but it did work out for me for the better, because I was able to pick myself up and just channel all that grief and energy towards a different thing and became productive, actually. So yeah, that was one of my favorite episodes this year, because it was so sensational, and I was really following the trial. I was inspired to be a boss lady with one of the lawyers, Camille Vasquez. She's superb and she's a role model to all young ladies out there. And yeah, that episode, it was different. It was really a deep dive, I'd say. And I was so invested with the trial. And looking back, it did really help me with my grief. And also, it did perform really well as well in the episode downloads. And thank you so much for your support on that. I didn't actually do an update about Amber Heard, but recently, she did settle eventually for $1 million in settlement and just be done with it. There was a lot of back and forth after the trial, but then, you know, eventually she decided to just settle, because it's just gonna be a long one anyway, and it's very draining, etc. That episode was really, really good, and it actually kind of revisited the things that I wanted to do way back when I was younger, was to actually be a lawyer. But I didn't pursue being a lawyer because of other reasons, because of personal reasons, which I'm going to share eventually in a future episode. So, but then for those who didn't know, back in high school, we had a subject called practical law. It was a elective subject. So you can, you know, it's not a mandatory subject, but there are several subjects where you can select. And there was statistics, drama or something or whatever. And then the practical law. So of course, I went for the practical law. It wasn't very practical in a sense that all other subjects, elective subjects, were so breezy, and they had, at one time, they already had their exams, but practical law class at that time, we had a very, you know, excruciating exam because we need to memorize the law and etc. But looking back, it was really fun, and I did really like and aspired to be a lawyer someday at that point in time. So watch out for that future episode about why I eventually didn't take up law. So, yep, that's my top one episode of the year. And how about you guys? What were your top three episodes of the year 2022 in this show? And I wanted to mention two runners up who didn't make the cut, but still one of the episodes that I really, really enjoy doing, amongst all other things. So, first one is season 4, episode 9, The Sandman Review with Ray, my co-host at Nerdy Fans Podcast. And of course, season 4, episode 15, Did Netflix Wednesday Kill the Opportunities of Original Thinkers? Again, this is another episode I've done with Ray in collaboration with Nerdy Fans Podcast. And the reason why I really liked doing reviews with Ray and with Nerdy Fans Podcast is that it's more of a collaborative review, which I don't normally do in this show, in Gleeful Talk Show, because I do now my monologue. So it's good to have a different side or different perspective when you do a review. And of course, it is a conversation. So that's very exciting for me. And now I wanted to look back on the best performing episodes of the year as well, because the top three I've mentioned are not necessarily the best performing in terms of downloads. They were just the episodes that I really enjoyed so much and were more memorable to me personally. So the best performing episode is, drum roll please, let's take top two first. So top two is season 4, episode 13, How Do I Feel About Maria Clara at Ibarra, a Filipino modern-day historical drama. This episode is also a very, very enjoyable episode to make because this was kind of a review and an opinion about Maria Clara, which is the epitome of a Filipino lady. And the show is called Maria Clara at Ibarra. At GMA is being shown currently, and I really enjoy the show. It's really a fresh take on the drama, and it did perform really well as well. So if you haven't listened to that, please do listen. And the top one, the best performing of the year, which garnered the show 10,000 downloads in that episode alone, is season 4, episode 14, When Was Your Last Heartbreak? So I noticed that it has a very high turnout, right? So I'm planning to do another love series episode sometime soon, and please watch out or tune in for that one. And if you do have episode recommendations, please do DM me or send to the email gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. Now, looking forward for the year ahead. So 2023, I'm very excited. Despite seeing myself very busy in my personal life in the next year, but considering what happened with season 4 of the show, it has been a very beautiful experience, a very meaningful experience. And with your response as well, it looks like you've enjoyed also the voice and the tone of voice that I have put out there in my season 4. So I'm planning to continue more on that. And of course, try to be more consistent in posting episodes, because supposedly the episode schedule is every Tuesday, 6 p.m. AEST, that is Brisbane time. But sometimes life just gets in the way and I just can't really post them on time. And I sometimes fail to give you a heads up. But hopefully 2023, I'd be more consistent in posting and more on time on the episodes. But thank you for your patience and that's Zesties. And of course, I'm very excited to do more blog posts in my new blog, which is theambivertlife.com. So please do visit the blog. If you are into fragrances, food, travel, and lifestyle, basically. So hopefully you'll enjoy reading those. And I also try to post more on Instagram. I'm not in TikTok because I'm just wary of the privacy issues that I'm seeing on the news. But I don't know about you guys. What do you think of TikTok? I know I'm really too millennial for it. Maybe I'm too old and millennial for it. But please do let me know what you think of having a TikTok account. And Zesties, how about you? What have you been grateful for this year? And what are you looking forward to the year ahead? Please send in your responses via voice memo or write to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. For those sending through voice, make sure you are in a quiet room and please keep it under a minute. You also may wish to be anonymous, or if you would like to share your name, you're more than welcome. I'm looking forward to your responses, and I might feature one of your responses or two on the future episode. And that's about it for 2022. It's a wrap.